Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 18 degrees in Brantford, 18 degrees in Hamilton, 17 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Stock markets in Canada and the United States finished in solidly positive territory as investors on both sides of the border awaited job news that could portend possible interest rate cuts. The S&P/TSX Composite Index up 164.53 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 350.06 points, the S&P 500 Index up 53.82, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 209.97 points. The Canadian dollar closed at 72.31 cents U.S. compared with 72.50 cents on Wednesday. Trade between Canada and the U.S. remains a focus for the federal Liberals on the final day of cabinet meetings in Toronto today. Canada-U.S. Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc says Ottawa is working with the U.S. government to find common ground to improve the sectoral tariffs on steel, aluminum, copper, and autos. Ministers have also been discussing ways to cut federal spending ahead of the fall budget. Earlier today, Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne said adjustments are coming to the public service. A suspect and another person are dead after a mass stabbing on a First Nation in Manitoba. RCMP say at least six people are in hospital after this morning's attack on the Hollow Water First Nation northeast of Winnipeg. They described the attack as a senseless act of violence. Identities have not been released. The 50th Toronto International Film Festival is kicking off today. Fans lined up in the morning rain, hoping to score last-minute tickets as festival workers splashed through puddles to put finishing touches on the red carpets outside the various theaters. Tonight's opening film is a documentary celebrating late Canadian comedian John Candy. A 13-9 win over the Reds in Cincinnati last night, coupled with losses by the Yankees and Red Sox, has restored the Blue Jays' 3.5-game lead in the American League East. The Jays have today off. They'll visit the Yankees tomorrow. Are you ready for some football? The NFL season kicks off tonight with the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Next action for the Tiger Cats Saturday night against the Alouettes in Montreal. A few clouds tonight and a low of 7. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with the chance of a shower in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 23. A mix of sun and cloud on the way for Saturday and a high of 21. Right now it's 18 degrees in Brantford, 18 degrees in Hamilton, and 17 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Ted Silver.